You are listening to Radio Free Nashville, WRFN, Pasquo, Tennessee.
We'll be right back. was one morning when I woke up, and I found out that they'd signed some papers, and that I was going to be kept in a bed, owing to the state of my mind. And then I found out that the authorities had said that I'd got to have special food fed to me for my thoughts. And I think it's because I was going off my
head. Sunday from flawed skies, 20,000 butterflies glorify my bed in Tiro. Turn from hot to very cool, though it seems incredible, I could ride a bike around the moon. Position where I lie from the corner of my eye. Callous friends just pass me by. Doctor pays a visit every day. I keep asking for my dad. They must think I'm going mad. Lift the blankets off my face quick before I suffocate. Trying hard to meditate. Tell the people what I see. Write a letter to the Queen, asking her if she can come to tea. Cherry Blossom Clinic, is there any truth in what they say? Cherry Blossom Clinic,
lock me in and throw the key away.
Up above the sun is high, like a tea tree in the sky. Helicopter lands upon my bed. Phantom horses quickly fade, turning into lemonade. Probably feel better when I'm dead. Cherry Blossom Clinic, is there any truth in what they say?
Throw the key away.
Thank you. cosmoses. I love cosmoses.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew,
I knew
she could make me happy.
Happy, she could make me very happy.
Flowers in her hair. Smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. Then
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy, she had made me very
happy. And I was in the air. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy, happy. She had made me
happy. Flowers in her hair.
In my opinion, one of the most perfect songs of the 1960s. In fact, one of the most perfect songs of all time. The arrangement, outstanding. Everything about that song is just wonderful. The cow sills, the rain, the park, and other things. And that version from a CD I picked up called 45s on CD, Volume 3, 66 to 69. Now, the supposed rainstorm at the beginning was actually bacon frying. Yeah, they couldn't use a sound effect. I wanted to, but they didn't. They used a bacon frying. Actually, pretty interesting, the rainstorm sound at the beginning. And it was originally going to be called The Flower Girl, but they did not want that to be confused with Scott McKenzie's San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair. Not sure how those two titles were mixed up. Anyway, the word flower, that's it. Well, all right, whatever. But anyway, so they named it The Rain, The Park, and Other Things, which is kind of cool anyway. It's a pretty groovy title for a groovy song. Here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Before that, The Move, a band that was a very quirky band in the late 1960s in England. The song called Cherry Blossom Clinic Revisited. The song had a pretty long recording history. They started recording it in 1967, finished it in 1969, was released in 1970. Roy Wood and The Move. Jeff Lynne would eventually join that band and would leave to start the Electric Light Orchestra, and the rest there is history. Kicking things off today, Jefferson Airplane, a band I didn't think I'd have to censor, but I did, because there's a bad word in that one, in the album version anyway. The song called We Can Be Together from the album Volunteers, 1969 music. It was the B-side for the single called Volunteers, and I'm not going to say, but it's a bad word in there. It was inspired by the Black Panthers, actually, the use of the phrase up against the wall. you can fill in the blank after that. So the Jefferson Airplane kicking off today's Cosmosis and the song We Can Be Together. Right now, some fine finger picking and singing from the Reverend Gary Davis here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this building down. If I had my way, oh, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this building down. Delilah, she was a woman, fine and fair. Had good looks, God knows, and cold black hair. Delilah gained old Samson's mind when the first he met this woman at this time. Delilah, she came.
If I had my yeah. Lot of people looking for trouble. Man, I'm sure gonna give them some. I believe old Dallas, man, it's the meanest town I know. Dallas, there's a meanest town I know. Man, cause you ain't safe in Dallas, I don't care where you go. You know that I ain't evil, man, just having fun. So much shit in Texas, bound to step in some. Going back to Dallas, take my rather and my gun. Man, the people there looking for trouble. Shut down, give them some.
Thank you.
Legendary Ethiopian sax player. I got to pronounce this right. Getachew Mekuria. I hope I pronounced it right. Getachew Mekuria. And that song was called Shalala. And that was an instrumental version of a traditional vocal music piece sung by warriors before going into battle. So I found that on a CD that I was gifted called Ethiopiques. And there's a ton of volumes of Ethiopian music. So if you're into that kind of stuff, I would highly check that series out, Ethiopiques. I think that's volume 14 from which that song came. Before that, Johnny Winter and Dallas, that from his debut album, self-titled, came out in 1969. And before that, you heard the Reverend Gary Davis, If I Had My Way. Reverend Gary Davis recorded in New York, in Harlem, specifically in 1954. Some fine singing and finger picking by the late, great Reverend Gary Davis here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Don't forget about the website for the station, radiofreenashville.org. We also have a webpage for the show, radiocosmosis.com. We have a Facebook page as well. The station has a Facebook page, lots of ways to follow us. We also have an audio archive at our website, radiocosmosis.com, so you can listen to those past shows if you would like to catch up on what's been going here in Cosmosis land. Right now, gonna rock it up a bit with The Clash here on Cosmosis.
Thank you. from my bed. 'Cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in bloom. I stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't ever gonna burn my heart out. And so Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by. Her soul slides away. But don't look back in anger, I heard you say.
Moment all your life, so here it is. I'm Gloomy Sunday from Lisbon, from Portugal, and I'm listening to Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Mwah.
I am Jeremiah Dixon, I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'll enjoy. Old Durham and Northumberland is measured up by my own hand. It was my fate from birth to make my mark upon the earth.
He calls me Charlie Mason, stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky. They'd cut me out for baking bread, but I had other dreams instead. This baker's boy from the West Country would join the Royal Society. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Surveyor Dixon, but I swear you'll make me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty, how can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forests of the Iroquois.
Now hold your head up, Mason, see America lies there. The morning tide has raised the capes of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun, a new morning has begun. Another day will make it clear why your star should guide us here. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line.
Mark Knopfler with a little help from James Taylor, the title track from his album Sailing to Philadelphia. Before that, Oasis, either the most or least anticipated tour of next year, depending on your point of view. I am going to see them in Chicago. Not my idea. My girlfriend wanted to go, and I was surprised because she's not really an Oasis fan, but we were on a road trip, and it was about a 4 or 5 hour road trip, and we listened at her insistence we listened to a 3, 4, 5 part podcast about Oasis and the history of the band and the brothers, especially Noel and Liam Gallagher, and it piqued her interest. And then when they announced their tour, farewell tour, their comeback farewell, we're gonna call it, she wanted to go. So we're gonna hit the tour in Chicago. So wish us luck. We'll see if it actually happens. Before that, The Clash from the album Give 'Em Enough Rope, and the song called Tommy Gunn, right here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Going to close out this hour with Miles Davis. And this track was recorded during the sessions for the album Big Fun. Didn't make the final cut of the original album, but was released with the reissue that came out in the early 2000s. Big Fun, an album that came out in 1974. It consists of songs recorded between 1969 and 1972. This one with a very interesting exotic feel. It's recorded in 1969. Feels featuring Miles Davis, Steve Grossman, Benny Maupin, John McLaughlin, Chick Corea, Larry Young, Khalil Balakrishna, Bihari Sharma, Harvey Brooks, Dave Holland, Jack DeJohnette, Billy Cobham, and Erto Morera on The Little Blue Frog. Wrapping up hour number one of Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Thank you.
You've got it tuned to your community radio station, WRFNLP, Pasquo, Radio Free Nashville.
The album Just In Case You Forgot How Bad He Really Was, an album recorded live in San Francisco, Sonny Stitt and Loverman, and that recorded in San Francisco in 1981. Sonny would be diagnosed with cancer a year later in 1982 and would die, and so this is one of his last performances, and it featured Sonny on saxophone, also a couple other sax players, Richie Cole and John Handy, Cedar Walton playing piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. Sonny Stitt, apparently one of the most recorded saxophonists in jazz history. And you look at his discography, he did record a lot of material. But yeah, that was from the album Just In Case You Forgot How Bad He Really Was, recorded live in San Francisco in 1981. Sonny Stitt and Loverman kicking off hour number two of Cosmosis. Going to do another live recording right now, U2.
We're an Irish band. We come from Dublin City, Ireland. Like all cities, it has its good, it has its bad. This is a song called Bad. Satellite of love, boom, boom. Satellite of love, boom, boom. Satellite of love. If you twist and turn away, if you tear yourself into again, if I could, you know I would. If I could, I would let it go. Surrender, destroy. First life, line to the wind. Leave this heart of clay. See you walk, walk away into the light, through the rain, into the half light, through the flame. We'll be right back.
Goodbye. Who's gonna help? Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked all the way across the USA. She could hear the satellite coming down. Pretty soon she was in London town. Wembley Stadium, and all the people went do, 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 do. Thank you. God bless you.
I think the general consensus is that Queen stole the show at Live Aid, but there were a lot of bands that were not far behind, and those guys, in my opinion, one of them, U2, had a stellar set at Live Aid featuring that song, Bad, which was from their latest release at the time, The Unforgettable Fire, and Bono and the boys interspersing a few other songs into their own song called Bad, but yeah, that recorded in, what was it, 1985? Was that when Live Aid was? Pretty sure it was 85 in... And yeah, it was a very, very good concert. If you've never seen the concert, a lot of great artists performing that day. Some duds, some legendary acts didn't go over so well that day. And you had Phil Collins doing both concerts, the London one and the Philadelphia one, flying across the Atlantic to do that. And he was both championed and criticized for that decision. But yeah, that was U2 from Live Aid and the song called Bad here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, music from the Grateful Dead. Thank you.
Thank you. reflections of nectar. Glass and dissolve in ice petal flowers revolving. Lady in velvet recedes in the night of goodbye. Shall we go? You and I, while we can. Through the transitive nightfall after.
The Grateful Dead recorded in 1970 at the Fillmore East in New York, Dark Star. And yeah, we're about done with Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. I didn't intend for this to be a live hour, but it turned out that way. And going to wrap it up that way too with Prince and Chaka Khan here on Cosmosis. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
I'm going to bring up a couple friends on keyboards and horns. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Ah, my sister. My inspiration. The voice of life. The one and only Chaka Khan. Chaka